This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
That's when the board flips over, right?
What? That's a kickflip.
Okay.
The ollie's just the jump.
You guys, everyone, we're
on
the
air. I need to look at...
Hello.
Oh, sorry.
Hi. Conversation. Let's focus on...
We're talking shredding, bruh.
Will you teach me? I've always wanted to learn.
Aaron, you are not
longboard.
Helpful right now.
Yeah.
Tiak is... This is... How old are you?
33.
You are too
back.
Young to
I'm
have
like I never
midlife.
Left.
This is a midlife crisis.
No.
You're having a midlife crisis.
No, I
this
don't
is
think
100%
so.
A midlife crisis. Tiak just asked me. I thought it was
you
very...
You can do an ollie?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, I had
I don't
to
know what an
up.
Ollie is, but like... Can you turn your weird screen around to me?
Yeah. It's a GIF, so it you take the board up
it's,
off
it's
the
like,
ground.
It's oh, okay. like super.
Okay.
Yeah, that's impressive.
So Tiag asked me a question about buying a basketball hoop. Will he be able to move a basketball hoop with water or sand in it?
Yeah.
And I'm like, unless you're extremely weak in the arms, which is possible in that sweater.
Come on. It's my Billy Crystal sweater.
I like it.
Everyone Google Billy Crystal sweater and you'll
is
you'll
that know. Really what that's called?
No, it's like
hold
it,
on.
It's what he wears in When Harry Met Sally, I think.
This show could not be okay.
No, it's not that.
So while we're talking about that, he's and I'm like, you didn't by the way, you don't
I'm sorry, are you talking?
It's gonna be easy
we're
to move the basketball
here.
Hoop
yeah.
because it's small for Leo. Leo's 5 years old. Four
right.
years old.
Yeah.
Like it's gonna be easy. And he's like, no man, it's for me.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I'm back.
And then he follows it up with the next sentence. Please do it. Please deliver it the same way.
I bought a skateboard last week.
And then you said the thing you've already said.
I'm back. Okay. I'm back, baby. Let's go. I need a hobby.
Do you understand?
I'm enough sitting around waiting for hobbies to come
okay,
to me.
I am proud of him for that because he's been complaining about wanting a hobby. Wanting friends for like a year, but hasn't left the house to do anything.
And yeah. you think a skateboard is gonna? What is a skateboard?
Aaron's already impressed with me. I just I could be lying about this whole thing. She's already impressed.
Do you know the things that Tiag does for the show every day?
Yeah, like he does a lot.
Grabs all the audio,
yeah.
and then he makes the blogs. He makes the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
He organizes everything. Sends emails.
Yeah,
all that stuff. Are you prepared to do all those things?
We're not losing him.
Yeah, why?
When both of his wrists are broken, you're going to have to do all the computer stuff.
Actually, when you break your wrist, it's like writing with a pencil that you can't do. They actually move you to computers, so like he's safe.
No, he'll be like, he's going to be like the dude in Office Space after he
I haven't seen
backed
it.
His car out and got, he's in like, he's going to be in the traction thing with the neck
Hold
halo.
Hold on, another thing I have to Google.
So I'm not picking this up. I used to skateboard and I used to play basketball. I mainly
you
play
used
basketball.
To be in shape. Now you are a shape, but
back.
You're not in shape.
I got to get back.
You can't
I need
jump
something.
On a skateboard at 33.
Oh, he had like
homie.
Full on headgear.
Yes. That's wow. going to be hack.
So my son is getting into skateboarding. And so he has like a little tiny skateboard that he's riding.
Cute.
And I can't get on it because I'm too big. It's like a little kid's one. And I was like, I can't show you how to skateboard until I got to get a skateboard again. I got to go back. So I went to the skate shop. You know, like,
did you feel out of place?
Is there a
very much
like,
so.
Did you go, like,
it was
like,
called like BC Sports or something. Yeah. It's kind of down by Park.
You know what
BC
Surf and Sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
I
okay.
love that place.
Yeah. That's
hell,
where I buy.
Hell yeah, bro.
When you're taking a last minute winter trip to Mexico and you're like, oh my God, none of my swimsuits fit, that's where you go. Because they sell swimsuits all
year round.
Year round,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, Well, so I went because I was like, I need to get on a skateboard so I can show my son how to do it. And now I'm like, I like it. You are right. I'll give you some credit because I can, as I get on the skateboard, my mind is going, all right, kick, push, hop on, do it, ride it. And my body's going,
You don't do this anymore.
Yeah, you don't remember how to do this. It's been almost 20 years.
Do you wear wrist guards?
No. Oh, come on, dude.
Do you wear knee pads?
No.
Do you wear a helmet?
I'm a street skater.
Do you wear a helmet?
No, I don't.
You gotta.
No.
Do you want your kid to wear a helmet?
Yeah, I know.
Then you have to wear a helmet. Bro, I know you want to be cool. Here's the thing.
Helmets are cool. Okay.
I can ski backwards faster than most people can ski forward. And the first few times I took my children skiing, I just went up with my crazy, I've got like a Rasta hat that wear. Okay. That way they can find me on the slopes. And I'm making them wear helmets. And they're like, why don't you wear one then?
Because I'm better than you.
Goes so far, but then when they're
picking that to us every day.
why aren't you guys wearing your helmets? Radio is hard. You need to wear a helmet, and you should probably
because
if you want your kid to not be a copay.
But now I can show him, and also it helps Leo because now he has a bigger skateboard to practice on too. So we're kind of doing it together. And then as I'm getting the skateboard, I'm like, I could be all the way back. I could get a basketball hoop for the driveway, just like I spent my entire life.
Back, what the? Whoa.
Yeah, that was close.
That was super close.
Yeah.
I'm very passionate about this. You can't say I'm back and then say this isn't a midlife crisis. A midlife crisis is when you go like, and you're clinging to your failing youth.
No.
Is when you go like, no, come back. I want that back. No,
I think there's a fine line between a midlife crisis and just like going back and enjoying things that you used to enjoy, because speaking for millennials, life has just been trash this entire time. T-Hack cannot have a midlife crisis because his whole life has been a crisis.
Yeah.
No, it hasn't. You guys act like you've had hard things.
I said millennials. I'm Gen Z.
Yeah, but you said we because you like jump around. You're like this. Yeah. Like,
well, to me, a midlife crisis is like, I got to get the red sports car that I've never had before. To me, I'm like, I want to ride a skateboard again like I used to do.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
No, because.
Or I want to be back.
Okay, so you playing guitar, is that a midlife crisis?
100%.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. No, but I'm actually awesome. I'm awesome at it. I'm not like trying something that I'm
I am
an amazing guitar player. Sorry. Tiak, he's going to make me sleep in his neighborhood with binoculars because this is.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I am not a good skateboarder. I never was. I was kind of a poser, but now I'm back at it. I'm like, I can pick it up again. Just try it and help my son. The basketball, I was a good basketball player. So that's what we're really back. That's what I get enjoyment out of. That's a hobby for me.
You have a driveway, bro. You can't dribble up the driveway. So you're going to have to put it on the street and then you're not going to be looking and you're going to die. Like, a car is going to go through you at 90 miles an hour while your horrified son looks on.
It's a residential area.
Does anybody... 303-222-5423. Do we think this is a midlife crisis?
No.
Or am I the only one? I'm not asking you. You can text in.
All right, hold on. Let me get my
hobbies. I need something to do. I need just... I can go out. I can shoot
hoops. Do something for a man wearing a sweater like that. Like knit.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.